A new surge of migrants. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The head of Homeland Security acknowledging the expected influx and laying out the agency's plan to deal with it.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas expects an increase in migrants trying to cross the southern border once a public health order is lifted by the CDC at the end of May.
A significant increase in migrant encounters will strain our system even further, and we will address this challenge successfully.
Mayorkas is telling lawmakers here the agency will surge personnel to speed up removal proceedings and mitigate potential overcrowding. Republicans and several Democrats are urging the Biden administration to hold off on ending Title 42. A CDC order limiting migration is a pandemic precaution.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. For 2 years after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, a state human rights investigation has been underway. The results just released.
After completing this extensive investigation, the Minnesota Department of Human Rights finds that the city and Minneapolis Police Department engaged in a pattern or practice of race discrimination in violation of the Minnesota Human Rights Act.
State Human Rights Commissioner Rebecca Lucero blames a combination of flawed training, flawed accountability systems, and failure by city and police leaders. Among the findings, the police are more likely to make traffic stops involving people of color and more likely to search the vehicle, use force, and make an arrest. Though she also notes a temporary court order obtained within a week of announcing the probe led to initial changes.
What has taken other cities years to implement, we did in the first week of this investigation.
She says the next step is to negotiate a consent decree with the city. Just days after his deal to buy Twitter, Tesla CEO Elon Musk strikes out in court, a federal judge denying his request to toss out a settlement with regulators requiring his tweets to be approved by a Tesla attorney. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Hundreds of family, friends, and dignitaries remembering former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who first served as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. during President Bill Clinton's first term.
From the day she entered the U.N. till the day she left, she tried to stick up for people who were left out and left behind.
President Biden also speaking during today's service at Washington's National Cathedral, calling Albright's story America's story. Millions of allergy sufferers probably know this already. The season is peaking early in some areas.
Dr. Donald DeVorin is a New Jersey-based allergist and certified pollen counter, which means he collects and identifies pollen for research. He says some parts of the country are seeing about 10% more pollen than usual because trees are producing more right now.
Pine trees are pollinating much earlier this year. I have not seen that ever.
Different parts of the country see their peak pollen level at different times, with warmer areas tending to peak earlier in the year. DeVorin says pine pollen levels have already likely peaked in cities like Daytona Beach, Florida, the Bay Area in Northern California, and Atlanta. Meanwhile, areas like Seattle, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. likely won't peak until next month.
Fox's Austin Westfall. An older Oscar winner is the star of an annual tribute.
People magazine has chosen Helen Mirren for the cover of its annual Beautiful issue. The 76-year-old Oscar winner says she was, quote, gobstruck when she learned about the honor and says she never considered herself beautiful, instead preferring the word swagger as a description. She's had more than 140 acting credits in her 55-year career, and she's been a L'Oreal Paris spokesperson since 2014. Mirren won an Academy Award in 2006 for her role in The Queen. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wall Street's picking up steam. The Dow's now up 396. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.